Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:14 now Wednesday morning. Usually we talk to Ronald Serpas, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. I posed the question, so I'll ask it right now. I presume you wanted to be a police officer from the time you were a kid or not?
No, actually, my first job was at McDonald's, followed by I was an orderly at Chalmette General Hospital for about a year. You can imagine changing bedpans, giving
care. That's not what you wanted to do, right, as a kid. What did you want to do?
I wanted to be in medicine, and that's why I took that path. I was a respiratory care person. At that time, you did OJT with licensing, but I was too lazy to go to college at the time. Tommy, you won't believe this. I actually made an appointment with the dean of the LSU Medical School. I've been a respiratory care person for about 3 years. He saw me, and I said, I want to go to medical school. He said, well, great. When do you graduate college? I said, well, I haven't started college yet, but I really understand the respiratory stuff. He said, thank you for your time to go to college. I was too lazy to go to school.
You thought you were going to...
I always wanted to be in the medical profession.
Wait, you thought you were going to bypass college, undergrad, and just go to medical school?
Huh. That's what I thought. It turned out it didn't work out that way.
I admire your ambition. Yeah, I do. I admire that. That's a bold move, Ronald. That takes guts to do that.
I think it married well to the policing service. My whole family's in the policing for 100 years. And giving care as a medical provider... Almost all the women in our family are nurses married to police officers. And that's what I wanted to do, and I couldn't. So I became a police officer, and I felt very great about that opportunity and the opportunity to do it for 4 decades.
Well, Lord knows you were the head of the NOPD in Bourbon, Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. Let's talk before we get to this survey by the Graydon Wallins Foundation and about police satisfaction. I wanted to talk to you because I heard you on a news story last week or earlier this week about the escapees. And I don't understand exactly what they were trying to ask you, but you can't just quit on this. You can't give up. You never stop looking for these guys, do you?
No. And I learned a long time ago, and I appreciate this part about professional journalism. They ask you questions that they think the audience just might not know an answer to. And that was what I thought that question was about. So it was a good opportunity to explain to the listeners that, hey, persons like Groves, who's a convicted murderer, the government will never stop looking for him. There are constantly monitoring systems as people come in and out of the CJ system that may capture him. And I do believe in the end of the day, he's going to run out of support. He's going to run out of friends. He's going to run out of a way to hide. And he's eventually going to be found. And I think law enforcement, local, state, and federal will catch him.
Or if not that, just a mistake, right? I mean, that's all it takes.
Yeah, the one thing we do want to tell people, Tommy, even when I was still working, this notion has to be in people's minds. When police are using force in many cases, it's the people who they are trying to apprehend have nothing to lose. And they fight the police. A guy like Groves has to be approached very carefully because he clearly has nothing to lose. He's going to be sentenced to life in prison on the conviction of a murder on Mardi Gras. He knows the only thing he can do is fight, flee, flee or fight, right? Fight or fright.
Fight or flight.
So, fight or flight. So that doesn't mean that police occasionally do things they should not do, but I can assure you when you're looking for dangerous offenders, they don't care what they do to avoid you. They don't care what innocent person they put between you and them at harm so they can get away. So it's a very calculated way of trying to find people like that.
So real quick, and I want to pick your brain on this too, and you didn't come on for this, but as it relates to what's going on in L.A. and local law enforcement and the help of the mm-hmm. National Guard or even the military, you've been the head of three departments, you know. Tell me your thoughts on what you're seeing in L.A. and what's happening.
Well, the first thing is I think we should be very careful about the words we use. When people say the protests are mostly peaceful, that is true, I'm sure. But what about the part that's not peaceful? You see, that particular advocacy doesn't want to acknowledge that there are parts of protests that are not peaceful at all. So what do you do with them? You can't have a peaceful protest to serve the constitutional needs if the government doesn't protect the peaceful protest.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's what Trump and Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, the anarchists that infiltrate the crowd. That's what we saw in policing. Think about Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. You're looking at thousands and thousands of people, Tommy. The well-trained officers aren't looking at the people in front of them. They're looking at what's going on in the back of the crowd. And when you do peaceful protests, if you will, but when you do protests, the police are really looking behind the people in front of them because that's where the agitators, to quote Nancy Pelosi, that's where the anarchists are. Those are the people that are going to throw bricks and rocks over the heads of peaceful protesters and hit people. And when the police dive into the crowd to go find those people, the anarchists have won a little bit because now that group is feeling like they're being oppressed. But really, the police are looking for the people behind them that are throwing frozen bottled water, urine, bricks, feces, baseballs. They do it from behind the crowd. They're cowardly. They don't come do it in front of you. They do it behind the crowd.
Is there anything to the I don't know if it's an urban myth. I don't know if it's a fact that there are people that just go to agitate and they got nothing to do with the cause
at all?
Go ahead. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Oh, no. I've been doing some work around the country since I retired, which is consistent with the work while I was employed. You have what we would call a professional protester class. Mm-hmm. They show up. They don't care what they're there for. When you interview them afterwards, you might say something like, well, you were here protesting this issue. I don't know nothing about that issue, but a friend of mine said, let's go. And somebody gave us all the equipment we needed. Somebody gave us a meal before we got there. And somebody gave us talking points. It would be a fool's errand for anyone to believe that there are not a professional group of protesters flowing through the country on particular issues that one political ideology wants to create an issue out of. I've seen it. I've read it. I've watched the interrogations and interviews for the last 4 years. None of this is new. Nancy Pelosi was right. There are anarchists who flood the crowd to start trouble. Funny she didn't say that 20 years ago, did she?
Yeah, it seems like when you see people jumping up and down with signs, I stopped one time on De Gaulle and asked, well, what makes this guy such a good judge? Why are you supporting him? And he said, I don't know, he paid me $50 away the sign. That's a true story, by the way, so I guess it's the same thing. All right, we'll talk about...
Think of this real quick, Tommy, real quick. Mm-hmm. Look at how organized the paraphernalia is these people have. They don't show up on the 101 and on Los Angeles with perfectly made signs, perfectly made flags that are half USA, half USA, half Mexico, fed, watered, and cards to call to get free bail. None of that is by accident.
There was some prep involved.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the New Orleans Crime Coalition, a survey they did about NOPD satisfaction. Ronald surpassed our guest. I'd just like to pick your brain, Chief, and that's what I did. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, talking to Ronald Surpass, as we usually do, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. The New Orleans Criminal, let me get the Crime Coalition, got a new survey out about NOPD satisfaction. You've seen it. What are your thoughts, Chief?
They've been doing this since 2009. It's independently done. During my era as chief, there were 8 measurements with an average rating of 56% approval. That wasn't the chief, and that's where these things, that's where the media gets this wrong. They say citizen satisfaction survey is up under so-and-so's leadership. That's a part of it. But you know what really drives citizen satisfaction? Each, every single contact between an officer and the citizen. So really, the 8 measurements during my 4 years as chief, we averaged 56% citizen satisfaction with 3 highs, 2 of 60 and 1 of 61 mm-hmm. approval, because of what the cops did, not because I was on TV blabbering. Mm-hmm. During Harrison's time, there was only 5 measures, and it was 53%. And during Cantrell's time, it's been 7 or 8 measures with 44%. So, yes, it's great that people feel more satisfaction with the police department. But in my view, it's driven by the individual officers talking to people face to face. The police chief helps set the tone, and they should have that as an acknowledgement. But that's when the cops are actually talking to people, right? And this is great news. Secondly, there's another very interesting piece in this data point, and that is the difference between political posturing and citizens' demands. Directly from the report, 68% of residents specifically support the use of facial recognition mm-hmm. to help reduce crime. This includes 78% of black residents and 57% of white residents. In other words, the public moves faster at accepting technology to make them safer, and we need to continue to marry the difference between political understanding and the public. And remember this, Tommy, we know this from Pew Research studies for the last many years. Americans get information about crime from their friends, their family, and their neighbors. They don't trust elected leaders, and they trust the media just a little bit less than they do friends, family, and neighbors. So people don't get their crime from looking at national news narratives or national narratives about policing in America. They get it from their friends, families, and neighbors. And when we had 60%, and 61% approval of citizens in New Orleans, during the post-Katrina Reformation, during our first term, people were resonating with how the police officers treated them. That's what I was grateful for and still am grateful for today.
So does this reflect on Ann Kirkpatrick and the changes in the department? And if it comes to interaction between officers and citizens, it would have to go to the chief, right?
Well, it has something to do with the chief's leadership, but unless the officers buy into it, they're not going to manifest it in the street. So 56% of the officers, 56% of the contacts on average, which is the highest since we've been doing this study, during our time was because, yeah, I talked a lot. I got it. Mm-hmm. But it was the cops, Tommy. Just like
well, that's what I'm saying, though. Not about Ann Kirkpatrick's media presence. I'm talking about the way that she
right.
leads the department.
Exactly.
It's reflective of her leadership, is it not?
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
But it's
got
to be done by the cops in the field. So it's a combination of the chief and the officers. And the officers are the ones that are talking to tens of thousands of people a year. I think this is great news for Ann. I think it was great news for me. But we should always remember it's the officers that deliver these numbers.
Does this transfer over to people being more willing to step up and be a witness?
No question about it. That's the whole essence of community policing, is building trust and confidence so that people who will work with the police and the prosecutor get the benefit of being willing to participate in the criminal justice system.
I love picking your brain. I got to get on a ladder to get up there and do it, but I love picking your brain. Thank you, Chief.
All right, buddy.
You have a good day. All right, Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent. We come back, we're going to talk to Melanie Talia, president and CEO of the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, and dig deep into this survey. And I'll ask you at 504-260-1870, what is your level of satisfaction with NOPD? Scale of 1 to 10, 1 being bad, 10 being good. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.